Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Many producers grow the same crops year after year because there appears to be no other options. Well, Sesico has been providing a solution to this problem for 37 years by developing sesame varieties and production practices that will work on your farm. Sesico is currently offering double crop contracts to producers in Oklahoma and North Texas. Contracts are offered on an acre basis with conveniently located seed dealers and delivery points. To see if sesame will work for you, contact Jared Johnson at 405-531-7840.
Cattle market stabilized here today with feeder cattle rallying for the second day. 2 days ago, we made new contract lows. August went below 135, and we have rebounded all the way back up to 140. Actually, just above 140 at 140.15 with a high today at 140.70. With that, somewhat of a reversal from 2 days ago, there are traders out there, bullish traders in the bull camp, talking that we could go all the way back up to the 50-day moving average, possibly to the May highs. Of course, that is yet to be seen, and with the amount of movement and the size of the moves that we've seen, the 50-day moving average is 145, and then the May highs are just above 150. That sounds like a huge move, being a $10 move, but there are some traders in the bull camp expecting things of that nature. Now, live cattle were steady today. We had June just a touch higher. Live cattle cash trade this week matched against the June futures contract. It looks like it's going to be 116. June live cattle are 115.25. Box beef at midday was 227 higher on choice at 220.92. Select up 38 cents. And then Friday afternoon, we've got cold storage and on-feed numbers. On-feed's expected to be 102% of last year, a big placement number of 109.2, and then marketed at 105%.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain markets today did stabilize here for wheat and beans, still sliding lower on the corn futures. Corn were 4 to 5 cents lower, with December corn closing on its low at 403, down 5 and 3 quarters. Some talk that that $4 level could be support. Beans, 5 to 6 cents higher here, and then again, the wheats were steady. Chicago wheat up a penny, and Kansas City down a penny. We've got exports tomorrow morning. They're expected to be old crop beans, 400 to 700, new crop beans, 600 to 800. So somewhere around 1 to 2 million total exports for beans. Corn, 750,000 to 1 million metric tons, and then wheat, 400 to 600. And the U.S. dollar keeps inching down, and that's thought to maybe help that export market. Also, this week, or at the end of the month, we've got the June 30th, June 1st stocks, and then the acreage report. That acreage number will be the feature of that report and the shift from corn to beans, if any shifted at all. Most anticipate a 1 or 2 million acre shift back to soybeans due to the fact that the bean prices has come up. Then we've got tomorrow we've got the EU and the Britain vote on whether or not they will leave the EU and what ripple effects that could have through markets if they do. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.